It is still, of course, a very much ongoing problem. And there are really three problem sets that we continue to have to deal with and will continue to have to deal with in the future. One is, of course, the usual, the global terror networks, ISIL, Al-Qaeda, which experience both on the West Coast as well as on the East Coast of Africa a phenomenal growth. Al-Shabaab, the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia, is really poised to take over much more territory in in Somalia this year than in any time beforehand. And on the West Coast, both Jenin, the Al-Qaeda affiliate, and the Islamic State Sahel province have essentially taken control of more than one country. So the majority of territory in Burkina Faso and nearly half of the territory in Mali are now no longer under the control of the respective coup regimes in both countries. Then the second bucket is what we used to call regional terror groups, which are not quite as regional anymore. So that's Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. Of course, Hamas and Hezbollah are militarily weakened in their core areas. That's Lebanon for Hezbollah and Gaza for Hamas. But since the finances of these groups, which are outside in large parts of these core areas, have not been touched, they will remain and can reconstitute themselves as a terror concern. They may not be in control of Gaza anymore. They may not be dominating Lebanon anymore in the future, but they're still very viable terror. And the Houthis have shown that they have a persistence. The Americans attacked them, the Israelis continue to attack them, but they still are able to wreak havoc on international shipping at the least and fire every once in a while a missile as well. And the third bucket is really domestic terrorism, where we still continue to see elevated levels of lower-level violence from what we in Europe call right-wing extremism, what the US administration until recently called RMV, racially ethnically motivated violent extremism. And we have within this problem set of domestic terrorism, anti-Semitic violence, where we can see elevated levels and continuing to elevated levels on the European front. And you have already three dead individuals by anti-Semitic terrorism violence, two Israeli embassy workers in Washington and one very unfortunate lady who was firebombed at an event in Boulder, Colorado, and just died a couple of days ago.
When you look globally at all of the buckets that you just introduced us to, and all of the developments related to those situations, which is the one, or do they all need to be addressed immediately to, I guess, put us in a situation globally that we can still function? And meaning, what I mean by this, is there one that's more urgent than another?
Look, I mean, terrorism should always be addressed, right? So obviously, there is no choice but to start with the domestic part of this because this is generating violence in our societies right now, not tomorrow, but right now. The one risk that I see, the long-term risk, is that because of the reorientation of the power blocks in the Middle East, a lot of attention, justifiably, has been on Hamas, Houthis, the situation with Iran, Hezbollah. And really, we have not focused, and this is going on for years now, really focused on the growth of ISIL and Al-Qaeda in Africa, which is getting bigger and bigger. And this will lead to consequences, first of all, for Europe, I'm pretty sure, but then sooner or later also for the US homeland, because these kind of massive amounts of territory, ability to raise money, as well as recruit fighters and put out propaganda and evict denial. That is really something that cannot be in the long run good for us. Now, I'm not worried that this is an immediate threat, but because we are not concentrating on it, we let it fester. And every time you let massive amounts of terrorist groups fester, it's going to come home to haunt you. So it's a lack of attention rather than anything that we have been doing.
Hans Jacob Schindler is the senior director at the Counter-Extremism Project. JJ Green, WTOP News.